Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to thank the organizers of this symposium, especially to Ms. Cecilia Garlan of the Bataan Legacy Historical Society, for giving me the opportunity to work on this video. I'm sure you're all wondering this as much as I. Why is a girl, as young as I am, years behind in experience, standing in front of you all today? Why was I asked to work on this short film? And why is it important that I speak to you all about it? When this project was first given to me, that was just it at the time. A project. And with any other opportunity I received, I worked on it in fervor. I reviewed the script I was given. I downloaded the clips I needed to use. I coordinated with Miss Cecilia with regards to any edits and developments I made, and I put my time and effort into realizing what she had envisioned for the video. From the beginning, I knew that the highlight of the film would be the poem of Mr. Robert Hudson, written in memory of his late father, Bataan Death March survivor Mr. Richard Hudson. "We Are Soldiers Still" is a short but profound poem on the realities of war, and so I wanted to do it justice. Mr. Art DeSuyo's delivery of the poem was already filled with raw emotion, and the melody of taps was symbolic in itself, and so I took it a step further with the addition of musical scoring. The track I used was called "Soldier" by Martin Lahr, and I thought it nicely set the tone of the piece. I edited it in such a way that it heightened the poem at the right parts without overpowering the honesty of its message. I mixed the audio with recent clips from the 76th anniversary of the Bataan Death March in California, and as I flashed pictures of the tombstones in the San Francisco Cemetery at the Presidio on screen, the intended effect was as if it was Mr. Hudson himself reaching out from the grave to speak to the audience. With the work still in progress, I did not think much of the impact that it would leave, and simply focused on the little things that bothered me as a designer. I would trim clips to make sure that it matched the beat of the audio. I added crossfading to ensure that the transitions were seamless. I desaturated the images to evoke a more somber mood. Finishing these edits and uploading the video, however, was a different feeling. It's as if all these technicalities were puzzle pieces that finally fit together, forming a bigger picture that made sense, providing a much stronger impression that left me thinking after I watched it. There is a popular song and saying that you may all be familiar with. Old soldiers never die. They simply fade away. Douglas MacArthur mentioned this in his farewell address to the U.S. Congress, and in my opinion, it was the very same essence that this short film provided. The poem, written from a fallen veteran's perspective, was him reaching out to the audience from his grave. Yes, it is a story filled with the pain, wistfulness, and deep-rooted longingness of a soldier who simply wants him and his brothers in war to be remembered by their loved ones. But more than that, it is a dismal reminder of the fact that, more often than not, our history is slowly being forgotten. I'm sure you are aware of that by now. But why should I be the one to remind you about it? Some will argue that my generation grew up disconnected from our history, that we are much more focused on our own problems than those that continue to plague the world. That is not true. My generation, thankfully, has not experienced living during a time of war, and so we will never be able to relate to the struggles our veterans faced firsthand. And hopefully, we never will. But my generation, more than anything else in the world, know how to empathize, to feel. Because while the pain and loss experienced by our veterans has come and gone, it is our collective empathy for them that has transcended generations and has motivated us to educate ourselves and learn more about our history. Producing and watching films like these is just the first step towards channeling that empathy. And it is important that my generation is empathic, that we are involved and engaged in the conversation, because this ensures that we are not part of the bigger problem of how history is simply overlooked, ignored, or passed down as stories for entertainment or shock value, when they should be treated as hard-learned lessons from our past for a better understanding of our present and our future. Because the moment we stop studying our history is the moment we start losing our humanity. And so, back to my first question. Why is a girl, as young as I am, years behind an experience, standing in front of you all today? The truth is, I am no expert, no veteran, no researcher or history major, like the speakers before me were. I was an intern who was simply given a video in need of editing. But I care, I feel, and I empathize. And by working on this short 4-minute film, I had unknowingly involved myself in a historical conversation that has lasted much longer than I have. A conversation I may not know much about, but a conversation that I am willing to partake in and learn from. And I only hope that this video and the videos I will make in the future with Bataan Legacy will inspire more of my generation to become a part of the conversation as well. Thank you for your kind attention.